Good evening, Galway. Mr. Horse, really, you should have said, happy birthday, mate. I gotta say, you've been a great friend, a solid imaginary friend. We go back a long time. I kind of know how old you are in human years, but I'll have to multiply that number by 3.5 to give me horse years, and that would be a ridiculous number. Of course, I didn't forget. This next one's for Mr. Horse. It's his favourite tune, Quicksilver Messenger Service. Happy trails for you, comrade. Happy trails. Should really play that at the end of the show. No matter. Essentially, I'm Stan, and you're listening to the relatively new Go Completely and Utterly Soufflé, Hepcat's choice on gocomradio.ie.
GoCom Radio, the people's voice.
Good evening, Galway. Nothing to see here. It's a radio show. Thanks for tuning in, and welcome to my world. Right, let's get cracking. Thank you.
slow-moving quicksilver, dipped in black satin. In other words, it's Latin.
I wasn't around then, I just checked. French chap called Georges Polti proposed a descriptive list with which to categorise every dramatic situation that might occur in a story or a performance. The famous 36 dramatic situations. Our man Polti analysed all the ancient Greek texts plus classical and contemporary French works. He also analysed a handful of non-French authors. My plan is to get through all of them in tonight's show. Right, tonight we start with adultery and other crimes of love, including an enemy love, and that's just breaking cover at number 26. Oh, yeah. And a quick count now from 20 to number 1. Fatal imprudence, madness, murderous, adultery, always in the charts during the summer months. Abduction, daring enterprise, revolt, falling prey to cruelty or misfortune, disaster, pursuit. Vengeance taken for kin upon kin, crime pursued by vengeance, supplication, in at number 10. Enemy of kin, rivalry of kin, discord, obtaining, the enigma. And everything sacrificed for passion. Slaying of kin unrecognised, in at number 2. And top of the story charts, for all eternity, deliverance. Ah yes, those whom the gods wish to destroy, they first make complacent.
Other souls may kindle thence. In this most gracious Father here, through Christ thy equal Son, our prayer, who with the Holy Ghost and thee, doth live and reign eternally.
Clap your hands!
God from heaven.
Yeah.
Praise him in the height.
Yeah.
Praise him, all you angels.
Yeah.
Praise him, all you hosts.
Yeah.
Praise him, sun and moon.
Yeah.
Praise him, all you yeah. shining stars.
Yeah. And clap your hands.
Above the heavens, let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He gave them a duty which shall not pass away. Let your hands. From the earth, you see monsters and all depths, fire and hail, snow and mist, storm winds that fulfill his word. You mountains and all you hills, you fruit trees and all you cedars, you wild animals and all you tame animals, you creeping things and you winged fowl. Of the earth and all people, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too, maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord, for his name is exalted.
Don't feel so low, let the radio on. Like a roadrunner.
I can actually remember the first time I used Google, more or less. I remember it was like magic. There were all manner of barely adequate search engines before then. Then along came something called Copernicus. This was a new type of search engine, what you'd now call a meta search. It looked at the results of all the other barely adequate search engines and picked out the best results in theory. Having just got used to that and all the double checking and millions of results, then Google showed up. It was literally stunning. A gateway to the very best things on the internet. Like I say, kind of magic. It worked on an algorithm, which was a new idea back then. It was a black box called the PageRank, after one of the founders, Larry Page. It doesn't much matter how the algorithm worked. Today, Google has 90% of the search market. They got it the hard way. They cheated. How? I'll tell you after some music. This is Miles Davis. We'll be right back.
Rap. They gon' be asking for dab. They tryna run on me every day. I'ma bust them in the cab. I'm in New York and I'm black. I can make beats like a rap. People be holding me back. I'm feeling like it's a trap. Hit a kick, hit a clap. Hit a snare, hit a hat. Got my phone, got my hat. Got my shirt on my back. Got my shoes on my feet. Got my cash, got my keys. Out the door on the street. People following me. Get the fuck on my back. Go the fuck off the map. Gonna ride in my range. Gonna haul in the hatchback. If you clap, I'ma clap that. If you strap, I'ma strap that. Got a Mac like a laptop. I'll be handling that. Running cool like a rat pack. Laying low like a flapjack. Got a stash in the backpack. Got a rash from the black stripes. Got a blaze, gonna pass that. Got a raise, gonna cash that. I'm a slave to the drum track. Oh, you other niggas don't whack, whack, whack.
Oh, they cheated, all right. Google spends tens of billions of dollars on kind of payola in order to ensure that they are the default search engine behind every search box you ever encounter on every device, every service, and every website. Not coincidentally, Google search is getting progressively worse. It's a cesspool of bot shit, spam, scams, and nonsense. Important resources that I never bothered to bookmark because I could find them with a quick Google search no longer show up in the first 10 screens of a result. And even after all that payola, Google is still absurdly profitable. They have so much money, they were able to do a $80 billion stock buyback. That's because they got too much money. Then, just a few months later, they fired 12,000 skilled technical workers. Essentially, Google is saying that they don't need to spend money on quality because we're all locked into using Google search. It's cheaper to buy the default search box everywhere in the world than it is to make a product that's so good that even if we tried another search engine, we'd still prefer Google. This, and you'll have to excuse the technical term, is enshittification. Google is shifting value away from end users, searchers, and business customers, advertisers, publishers, and merchants, all to itself. And here's the thing, there are search engines out there that are so good that if you just try them, you get that same feeling you first got when you tried Google. I'd never heard of Kaji, I think it's pronounced that way, but it was good enough for friend of the show, Cory Doctorow. He tried it, apparently it was magic. Apparently all those things Google couldn't find anymore, top of the search pile in Kaji. Queries that generated pages spamming Google results, pristine in Kaji. The right answers over and over again. The catch is that Kaji costs money. After 100 queries or so, you want to cough up $10 a month, family packs available. I stood up and sat back down again at that point. No idea why.
We're gonna let it all hang. We're gonna let it all hang.
No parking by the sewer sign. Hot dog, my razor broke. Water dripping up the spout, but I don't care. Let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man. Let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink. Made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt, keep an open mind. Let it all hang out. Inside a big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
Long story short, when you search on KG, essentially you're getting some mix of Google search results combined with the results of other indexes. Sounds rather familiar. In other words, KG is a heavily customized, anonymized front end to Google. The implications of this are stunning, really. It means that Google's increasingly useless search results are a choice. Those ad-strewn, sub-Alta Vista spam-drowned search pages are a feature, not a bug. Google prefers those results because Google makes more money out of rubbish than they would out of delivering a good product. No wonder Google spends truckloads of dough every year to make sure you never try a rival search engine. Bottom line, they ran the numbers and figured out their most profitable course of action is to, excuse the technical terminology, enshittify their flagship product and bribe their competitors like Apple and Samsung so that you never try another search engine and have one of those magic moments that sent you giddy all those centuries ago, well, a quarter of a century. And Corey goes on to describe one of his favourite TV comedy sketches where Lily Tomlin is an AT&T operator. Tomlin would do these pitches for the Bell system and she'd end every ad with, "We don't care. We don't have to. We're the phone company. Too big to care." What a phrase. Since the subprime crisis, we're all familiar with businesses being too big to fail and too big to jail, but too big to care. Blimey, that is so on the money. Because that's what it feels like to use unshittified Google. That's what it feels like to discover that KG, the good search engine, is mostly Google with the weights adjusted to serve users, not shareholders. Google used to care. They cared because they were worried about competitors and regulators. They cared because their workers made them care. Google doesn't care anymore. They don't have to. They're the search company.
Thank you. Compton crazy mother named Ice Cube, from the gang called Fellers with Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got assault off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you f*** with me, the police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out for the pulp, mother f***ing showing out. When I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause Ice Cube is crazy as f***. As I leave, believe I'm something, I'm coming straight out of Compton. AK-47 is the tool, don't make me act like a mother fool. Yo, weekly, monthly, yearly, and tell them dumb mother see clearly. Straight out of Nashville, singing them crazy little rap songs, but my voice just don't quite belong. I'm so lonesome that I could cry, and nothing good'll come from this AI.
Generative AI is driving down the cost of producing content. The haystack just got a whole lot bigger.
Oh. 2010.
Capitalism's big lie, in four words, there is no alternative. Looters use this lie for cover, insisting they're the hard-nosed grown-ups living in the reality of human nature and incentives and facts. They don't care about your feelings. The point of there is no alternative is to extinguish innovative imagination. There is no alternative is really stop trying to think of alternatives, damn it. But there are always alternatives. Really important ideas don't neatly distill down to short, punchy summaries or slogans. Instead, they occupy a kind of irreducible, liminal complexity that has to be lived as much as it's discussed. So eat your greens, you're at your auntie's. We'll be right back. To laugh at Stuart Lee's column the other day. He was bemoaning the fact that he hadn't taken a one-off opportunity to go skiing in Aspen because, he said, within our lifetimes, obviously, the sport of skiing is going to melt out of existence, along with the snowfields that sustain it. Old James Bond films will be digitally corrected to show an out-of-shape Roger Moore wearing goggles, making snappy one-liners about decapitation while he just runs fast down scorched Swiss hillsides. Stuart Lee. It's like the moment before the arrow reaches the target. We're approaching the end of the show. My target in this case is to get to the end of the show without offending anybody or experiencing tech failure. Very quick though, blink and you'd miss it. Didn't get to cover a fraction of things I'd intended to rabbit about. Exploding head syndrome, or cognito hazard as they're beginning to call it. An idea, the very thinking of which can be harmful. Next week maybe. And apparently there's a meltdown in chocolate coming. That's from Bloomberg via the Economic Times. Spoiler alert, there isn't. Whatever. We soldier on. Keep her lit. Long story short, you may listen to the Go Completely and Utterly Soufflé, the gateway to broccoli, the Hepcat's choice. And I'm going to have to subtract bonus points from those of you who didn't spot the artificial intelligence in tonight's show. I didn't actually use any. It used me. So either go back to the beginning and try harder, or just have another go next week. Tonight's playlist you'll find where this show is streamed on the Hear This platform. Tell them Stanny sent ya. And in case you're wondering, I'm Stan. And well, a few tunes, a few laughs, no one gets hurt. Thanks for listening. Now, eat your greens. You're at your auntie's. Finally, something for the weekend. There is an alternative. And regular listeners will have a good idea what happens next. Quite so. I say something along the lines, slow down, have fun, live well, and that's your lot. Ah, Mr. Horse, good night, and happy birthday.